YouTube YouTube Broadcast yourself yeah. YouTube YouTube
YouTube
YouTube
You are better than you think. You are better than you think. Period. I want you to let that soak in for just a moment. You are better than you think. Period. I want you to let that soak in for just a moment. You are better than you think. There's always that burning question in the back of the mind. Good enough? Am I talented enough? Do I have what it takes? You know, I've worked with a lot of talent. A lot of talent, and without exception that I can remember, they all underestimated what they were capable of. And that is not true. The talent is generally perceived by those listening as how well you connect, what you make them feel like, how well you communicate with them. So talent, I want you to reframe how you think of this. Don't think of talent as how well you, how good you sound. Think of talent as how much you allow yourself to express yourself, to own the script, to feel the emotion, to express the emotion, to put yourself in the context of what's going on. Talent, the more you're able to do that, the more talent you exhibit. So don't compare yourself to others in this process. Only compare yourself to yourself. In other words, when you listen to a recording, is that genuinely you? If a friend were listening to that recording, would they feel like you were talking to them? Would they feel like or believe that that is how you act in that kind of a situation? If not, then you are not allowing your talent to show through because you're focused on what you sound like and not on the story and being yourself. And allowing yourself, and you know, make no mistake, it's not easy. It's not easy to be yourself. The hardest thing to do behind a microphone, and I've been behind a microphone for many, many years, and it's something I continually have to work at every day. The hardest thing is to be yourself. Allow yourself to be yourself. To put the microphone out of your mind, get it out of your psyche, and to be able to focus on putting yourself in the story. So you are better than you think. The key is allowing you, not your perceived idea of what you should sound like, but allowing you to shine through. You are better than you think. Period. Better than you think. Period. I want you to let that soak in for just a moment. You are better than you think.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we've got Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Episcopalian, Roman Catholics, Lutheran. It's going to be a mess when we all get to heaven. I guess what will happen, you get up there and he'll just snip all those little tags off of you. We're all one. There's a message in there somewhere. I may work on that just a little bit. But we're all God's children, aren't we? Isn't that wonderful? Once and for all. That ought to be a good spot for all of us to shout amen right there. Because you know what's coming. Get ready. He's coming. I really believe it. I mean, with everything that's going on in the world right now, you kind of sense something's in the air. I believe the rapture could happen at any place. Any time, any moment. I think we're close. I mean, I really do. I think we ought to start having rapture drills. I'm not sure I know how to pull that off, but it's a good thought. Well, I have a word for you from the Lord today. You're doing a lot better than you think you are. Hallelujah. You came out on this cold night for one thing. The enemy may say, well, what about this and what about that? No, no, no. You're doing better than you think you are. You may think the devil's put a trip on you and that you've made a mistake and you failed, but let me tell you something. God's looking down in this situation tonight and he sees you. He knows what you're going through. He knows what you're facing. He knows you were a poster kid for bad behavior, but you're still doing a lot better than you think you are, because grace is in effect, thank God. You are repentant in your heart. You did get out into the cold and you did come here tonight. Oh, I want to say something to my little bride over there, Zonelle. You're doing a lot better, honey. On the mountaintop, yes, but if I'm in the valley, yes, I pledge my allegiance to Almighty God. Zonel, you're doing better than you think you are. I cut off all my traveling. I said, I've drug her across this country for all these years, and I'm staying with her, and for all those months, many months. Man, we got it down, didn't we, baby? Jesus is the only man I know that walks in when the whole world has walked out. Don't you dare give up on yourself, because he haven't given up on you. So I repeat, you're doing a lot better than you think you are. You matter to him a whole lot more than you think you do. You think I'm just a nobody, nobody. No, no. You matter. You're one of a kind. Think about this. You matter to God. I wonder what God's thinking about you right now. About you. I wonder what he thinks about you. I wonder what his thoughts are. Do you ever think about that? I don't want to get that said, but he said, love the people. And that's the greatest thing I can say. It matters to God. You matter to God. You're more important to God. All of us, because somebody along the way prayed for us. Somebody lifted us up. Somebody encouraged us. Somebody had faith in us to come. And you matter to God. And you're more important. I don't know why I want to linger here just another minute or so. You're more important to God than you think you are. Don't you let anybody put you down. If they do, you call me. We'll work on that. We'll work on it. We'll work on it. Let's just you and I hug right now. Let me just give you a big hug. You matter to God. You got a Band-Aid on your head. What's going on there? We'll talk about it later. But anyway, you matter to God. And you've got to understand this. Don't let anybody try to tell you that you don't matter, because he gave his life for your salvation. I just wish I could hug every one of you. I just wish I could. All right, sister, get up. Now, don't hug me too close. Just kind of do a Pentecostal hug. All right, go sit down and behave now. All right, behave.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to day number 5 of 101 Ways to Love Yourself. Today's topic is about respecting and honoring yourself and others. Having respect isn't about being fearful of someone or the consequences of something. See, our minds are programmed to respond to respect in a space of fear and not love. See, in our minds, respect is equivalent to fear. But in the space of love, fear doesn't exist with respect. So respecting yourself and honoring yourself in the space of love looks like knowing that doing something bad is going to impact yourself and others in a way that is not beneficial to the experience of life. So the next time that you feel like you deserve or you expect to have someone respect you, begin to look inward and discover whether or not you actually respect and honor yourself. Are you respecting yourself by waking up in the morning and thinking positive things? Are you respecting yourself by putting the television remote down or the gaming control down or your cell phone down and giving time to your mind to read or to listen to something that's going to benefit your life and the life of the ones that you love? Are you respecting yourself by putting the right foods into your body in order to give you energy to produce? Are you respecting yourself by disciplining yourself from the things that you know are slowing you down or altering your experience of life and making things harder for you in the long run? Are you respecting yourself by investing your money versus spending it on useless things? Are you respecting yourself by paying attention to the things that matter in your life and not glossing over them just because it's not impacting you immediately? Are you respecting and honoring yourself?
into your self-love. love yourself, the better your overall health and happiness. now see all the value you bring to others around you.
Thank you. tomorrow. So just do it! Make your dreams come true! Just do it! Some people dream of success while you're gonna wake up and work hard at it. Nothing is impossible! Anyone else would quit, and you're not gonna stop there. No, what are you waiting for? Do it! Just do it! Yes, you can! Just do it! If you're tired of starting over, stop giving up.
Hey beloveds, welcome to another episode of Beanie TV, where I offer you sprinkles of spiritual sassiness. So I just wanted to make a video really quick to let you know that you are doing better than you think. Whatever you are working on, whatever you are, whether it's losing weight, trying for a baby, looking for a new job, receiving a lover, you are doing better than you think. Whatever you are doing, continue to keep doing that, continue to keep going, continue making that progress, continue to go towards the goal, keep striving, don't give up. I'm telling you right now, like, you are much closer than you think to receiving that goal, receiving that blessing. So just keep moving. I know, like, we're just so, oh my god, did you guys see that pterodactyl that just flew by? We are so used to receiving like instant success, especially with social media. You put up a picture, you get a like. You put up something, you get a comment, right? So in the real world, things don't always work like that. God is a God of ease and flow. God is meticulous. God is intentional. So as long as you keep putting in the work, faith without works is dead. So if you keep on putting in that work, you are going to see the manifestation of that which you are working towards right now. Life is not Instagram. Life is not Twitter. Life is not always going to be an instant gratification, instant blessing. Understand that. I think I've had to work on that myself for a long time, just being patient with working towards what I'm doing. I've been on YouTube for 7 years, guys, 7 years, but I am allowing myself to just accept my progress, accept my growth. I'm allowing myself to really just, you know, be happy with the 6,000 of you guys, being happy with all that you got, all of you that I have on this Beanie TV journey with me. You know what I mean? If you haven't been able to like conceive that baby, thank God for your sexual organs. Thank God that you're able to have fun while you're making that baby. You know, just thank God for all of those things. Thank God for the small blessings while you are waiting to receive your big blessing. Just continue going, guys. Even for me, there's so many times where that's why I take social media breaks. I'm like, hold up, this is too much. I can't. Goodbye. I can't do it. But like, and it's okay to take breaks as long as you never give up. One time I had a dream, an angel came to me in a dream and told me, don't give up. So that is what I am telling you guys today. You know, this was something that was just like on my heart. You guys need to know you are doing better than you think. I promise you, you guys are doing way better than you think. Just do not give up on whatever you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep putting it out there. Trust me when I tell you, it feels like people aren't looking at what you're doing. It might feel like people are not paying attention to you. I promise you, you have no idea who's looking. You have no idea. And then boom, out of nowhere, someone or something, a publication or whatever is going to notice your work, is going to notice you, is going to see you. But people don't know you exist if you don't put yourself out there, if you don't keep going, if you don't stop. So continue to go, continue to move.
divas. You don't want to be so hard on yourself. Because I see a lot of people right now giving themselves a hard time. But I'm here to tell you, wait a minute. You're doing better than you think. I'm doing better than I think. You see, there is only one true way to know if you are improving your life. Ask yourself this question every single day, deep divers, as soon as you wake up. Do I have the same problems right now? Divers, the answer for me is absolutely no. Why? Because every single day, deep divers, I'm working on myself. Every single day, deep divers, I'm learning more about myself. You see, this matrix has so many people running around like headless chickens in a hurry to get nowhere fast. On yourself, deep divers, harder than you work on your business. Study yourself, deep divers, more than you study for those exams. You see, if you can realize today that problems will fade away, deep divers, when you take one day at a time, all you have to do is study from the greatest library on planet Earth. And that library exists within yourself. Study your emotions. What makes you happy? What makes you sad? Learn more about yourself, because I guarantee you, deep divers, the problems you have right now won't be there next year, because they will have disappeared. So there you have it, deep divers. Realize you're doing better than you think. If you don't have the same problems right now as you did last year, congratulations. And that's why we're just saying, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? Beautiful deep divers, we're just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Have a beautiful day, deep divers.
You are better than you think, period. I want you to let that soak in for just a moment.
Just do it! Make your dreams come true!
Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down. Never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie.
YouTube son.
Do it.
Yes, you can. Just do it.
Subscribe.